Hello, my name is Carol Romeo, and I want to share with you my experiences with meditation and reveal to you what I have learned. This meditation is considered a guided imagery meditation, throughout which I will lead you on a designated path for your mind to follow. Nevertheless, feel free to allow your mind to add or subtract details as the spirit leads. Meditation contains all the power you need to be united with Christ. When we think of being one with Christ and being His called out one in this world, we often think of doing. What can I do for Christ? How can what I do reflect my oneness with the God of the universe? The problem with this type of thinking, however, is we may be putting the doing before the being. Right from the very beginning of this earthly creation, God focused on relationship. Genesis 1:26 reads, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.'" God created us in His likeness so that we could have relationship with us and Him with us. And from that union with God, we could then go and do. This connection, this state of being with God, in God and together with God, must come first. In this meditation, we will focus on God's invitation to be one with Him. I know that sounds like an awesome task. However, since God is the one giving the invitation, He by His Spirit will draw us into that place. All we need to remember is that it is He who originates the love relationship with us. All we need to do is position ourselves to receive from Him and to receive from Him His ever-flowing love. His love is always streaming to us, but often we are too busy with the doing that we forget to be. So, let's take this time to learn to be. Find a place to either sit or lie down comfortably. Do not cross your arms or legs, and if you're sitting in a chair, position your feet flat on the floor. Some individuals find it more grounding to remove their shoes. Close your eyes and begin to notice your breath. Take slow breaths. Breathe in while expanding your diaphragm. When exhaling, notice how your body seems to sink more deeply into the floor or chair. Continue this process several more times. Breathe all the way into your belly and breathe out, allowing your muscles to soften. Breathe in. Focus on receiving the love of God. Breathe out. Relax your muscles. Breathe in the love of God. Breathe out. Relax your muscles. Now we are going to call on your imagination and the Holy Spirit to guide you on a discovery journey. There are no right or wrong thoughts. This is your path into the heart of God. Your spirit, together with the Holy Spirit, will direct your steps. I will give you some framework for your travels. Although you need to trust your own experience and let the Spirit take you where He wants you to go. Here is the beginning of your journey. In your vision, you see a mountain in front of you. It is very lush and beautiful. You pause just to take in the loveliness of it. At the base of the mountain, there is a footpath, and you feel drawn to follow it. As you follow it upward, pay attention to how you are feeling. What are the sounds that are surrounding you? What is the sound that is filling you with a sense of excitement and wonder? You look up and are amazed by an ornate cathedral, glistening inside a brilliant light coming from above. It seems like the cathedral itself is alive, although you now recognize that the sounds are the sounds of singing exuding from within the structure. Is this what is stirring in my heart into excitement? You ask yourself. As you travel, you become stunningly aware that this is a holy journey. Each step feels like you are moving closer and closer to the Holy One Himself. You ponder, surely He has something grand for me. And with those thoughts, you notice the excitement in your heart build even more. With each step, you begin to let go of the thoughts and feelings that could get in the way of receiving from God. Unbelief, mistrust, fear, remorse, grief. Take a moment to notice your breath. On the out-breath, let go of the things that you need to release. On the in-breath, take in the cleansing flow of the Holy Spirit. Breathe out and release any unbelief, mistrust, fear, remorse, and grief. Breathe in and be cleansed. And again, breathe out and release. Breathe in and be cleansed. As you renew your climb up the mountain, be aware of how much lighter you feel and your increased sense of gratitude to the Lord. Your attention once again is turned towards the sound of voices. You are now physically close enough to hear their declarations. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. In your spirit, you could feel the longing of their hearts being poured out as your heart is also pulled upward in worship. You find you are stilled by an awesome sense of God's presence. Your surroundings also seem to be bowing in worship. The trees, the birds, the rocks, the path, and even the breeze. You step forward again, knowing that the place where you step is holy ground. The path suddenly widens, and you find yourself at a grand staircase leading to the doors of the cathedral that you have never lost sight of throughout your journey. Now that you're here, your heart is full of expectation of what your meeting with God would be like. You ascend the stone stairs and remove your sandals before entering the door. You are suddenly grateful for the moments that you had with the Spirit, surrendering the things that would block your heart from receiving. As the door opens, you are keenly aware that your heart is opening as well. More gratitude flows again from your inner being. Pause and notice the transformation that is coming to your soul as you spend time with the Spirit. Turn your attention to the peace, joy, love, hope, and health that is moving through your heart and into every corner of your physical being, permeating every living cell. The Spirit has come to bring health and unity to your body, soul, and spirit as you are joined together with the Spirit of God. This is the place I like to call home. It is a place of serenity and safety. Father God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit have created this place for you. Hear them as they speak in unity. Welcome home, called one. Enter my sanctuary with me. I am calling to you. I long for you to dwell with me. Be transformed inside my glory. Return once more to your breath. On your in-breath, take in the breath of God. On the out-breath, release your heart to Him. Breathe in the breath of God. Exhale and join your heart to Him. Take several moments and repeat. Inhale the breath of God, and exhale, journeying your heart to Him. The single intention of your heart is to be deeply joined to God. Intimacy with God is your only goal. From this place of unity and stillness, notice the soft whisper of your heart, lifting up worship to the Triune God. Reflect on this psalm, Worship the Three in One, from my book, Meditations from the River. Lord, I come before Thee to worship at Thy tent. How I thank Thee, Father, for riches to me sent. No one but Thine alone is worthy of my praise. Lifting my heart to Thee my voice I raise. Christ the Lord is coming as King for all to see, worshiping forever the Son who died for me. Glory to the Spirit, I'm filled with His great love. Flood me with your presence, visit me from above. How I bless Thee, Spirit, the Father and the Son. Bowing my heart to Thee, I praise Thee, Three in One. Feel free to continue your meditation. Breathe out as you lift up worship to Him. Breathe in as you are filled with the presence of God. Settle in to noticing the rhythm of your breath. You do not have to change the rhythm, just notice it. Breathe out and worship. Breathe in and be filled. This awareness of your breath will also bring you into unity with your body and the natural resources found within it. Peace often comes to us as we take time to connect with these automatic body processes. We don't have to think to breathe, we just do it. That is why paying attention to the breath is a key practice in meditation. It automatically brings a level of rest. Another form of meditation is a meditation of affirmations. This is where we remind ourselves of the promises of God. We affirm who we are in Jesus. Too many times, the chatter in our minds is a rehearsal of the lies that others, including our parents, have spoken to us, and the lies that we learned to believe about ourselves. As we meditate on the truth of God's Word, however, the Holy Spirit can bring those false beliefs to our understanding and break the power of the enemy, created through our failure to examine our thoughts. In my book, Journey into Wholeness, I chart the lies that can be discarded when we embrace the truth concerning us from God's Word. As I lead you through this next meditation, focus on the affirmations that God is bringing to your attention. Begin by finding your quiet place once again with the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you through this time. As you settle into your favorite position, relax your muscles and let your body sink into the floor or chair that you are resting on. Take a moment to notice the shift that you are feeling in your body. Next, notice your breath. On your out-breath, release the lie you believed about yourself. On the in-breath, rehearse the truth that God says about you. I'm going to lead you in some examples, but feel free to add some of your own. Here's my example. Breathe out. Release the lie, I am not worthy. Breathe in. I am chosen. 1 Peter 2. Breathe out. I have no future. Breathe in. The Lord plans for my future. Jeremiah 29. Breathe out. I am alone. Breathe in. His faithful love will be with me. Psalm 89. Now you fill in the blanks. Breathe out. I release the lie. Breathe in. God promises. Breathe out. I release the lie. Breathe in. His promises. As we focus on God's words to us, transformation takes place. We learn to see ourselves through the eyes of the Spirit and not the eyes of our flesh. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, Paul declares, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." This poem describes that amazing process. This was my prayer. Can you make it yours? Tattered and torn, damaged and worn, God, give me grace, reveal my place. You see mighty, I see frailty. You seek embrace, I see disgrace. Eyes deceive me, when will I see? Why would you say I'm yours to stay? Where is my sin? You say, come in. Enter my heart to never part. I stand beside this lover's side. Lord, bid me come, and I will come. I open now, repeat his vow. Faithful and true, I yield to you. I am Carol Romeo, and I thank you for spending this time with me. You can find additional poems in my book, Meditations from the River. Come and join me in my future meditations labeled Unity with Christ. And please remember to subscribe. May the Lord continue to deepen his presence in your heart and that you find your place in his heart.